Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tim Liebrecht is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tim is the Chief Marketing Officer at NBBJ, a global design and architecture firm. He has worked with large organizations like Amazon, like Boeing, Google, Samsung, Starbucks, other organizations in his career, helping them put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of the new book, The Business Romantic. And I love this book, and I think you will too, because it talks about things that we value out here on Main Street. Tim Liebrecht, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here, Tim. Congratulations on your book. This is a book that small business owners out here on Main Street, Tim, can get into, because, you know, when you talk about the values that you talk about, the idea of a romantic notion about the marketplace, that's where we are. I mean, you know, to me, capitalism, market-based capitalism, Tim, has elements of romance in it. But some of the capitalism that's being practiced today on Wall Street, for example, I call it economic capitalism, or financial capitalism, I should say, not market capitalism. There's not much romantic about that. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting. We're spending 70% of our lives at work. And in our personal lives, I think we're all craving for romance, right? We're craving for these experiences of awe and wonder. We're longing for the unpredictable, those moments that really punctuate our routines that are different, where we get to know each other and ourselves in a different way. And in business, though, we strive to be consistent. We minimize risk, right? We think about the bottom line. So we actually pursue a very narrow definition of what it means to be human. And I think that's a huge mistake. And I think that's where some of the disenchantment and the frustration with business is coming from, that the routine kicks in. We're in this valley of routine and boredom. And my book explores and provides suggestions as to how we can reinvigorate ourselves and make the day-to-day business more exciting, more thrilling, yeah, more romantic. And I think that's a small way of introducing a notion of romance and delight into day-to-day business that I think everybody can benefit from.
Let's identify some of the romantic components, because sometimes when you say romance, that, you know, that doesn't sound much like buying and selling, you know, buy low, sell high. But there are romantic elements and notions in the Main Street economy. So, but when you think about romantic, the romantic elements of doing business, what do you think they are?
Yeah, so I'm not suggesting an office flirt. Obviously, right. I'm talking about the romance of work.
Yeah.
And so one attribute here is mystery, an aura of mystique, not knowing what's going to happen next, rather than having everything being completely radically transparent and quantifiable at all times. I think this aura of mystique is very romantic. I think unpredictability is another one. So, you know, I think many of us in business follow this norm of being consistent, being the same person every day, having to perform to the same standards every day. But it's actually not very human, right? We are a different person every day. So having the right to be inconsistent, I think, is another romantic notion. And I think the third one I would say is many of our customer experiences and our workplace experiences are designed to be convenient, to be comfortable. However, so much of the meaning that we derive from life and the greatest moments actually occur when we're confronted with small challenges or big challenges, and when there's moments that are slightly uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I think there are ways to design them into our workplace and customer experiences in a way that we create more meaning and find more meaning in them.
Well, you know, there are other things that I think that I see out here on Main Street, Tim, things that are romantic would be where somebody does something that they didn't have to do. I love the what Albert Camus said about integrity. He said integrity has no need of rules. That's romantic to me. And when I see somebody say, yeah, I know we signed this contract, but we left something out that you said was important, and I agree that we should put it back in, even though I don't have to do that. Those are the kinds of things that are if I said that, you know, I said I would do that, and therefore I will do that, even though it might cost me a little bit. If I said I would do it, then I will do it. Living up to, you know, and the opposite of that, of course, is when people don't do that. And I wonder if we're losing any of those kinds of standards. What do you think, Tim?
Well, I think that's a really great description. You know, I think in a way romance is the antidote to cynicism, right? There's this quote by Oscar Wilde saying that the cynic knows, you know, the price of everything but the value of nothing. And I think a romantic appreciates, sees value in everything. And it's kind of like where I think doing the right thing and doing things for the love of it meet, right? I think it's that sweet spot. If you hit both, I think then you will experience romance.
If you,
at work and in the work.
If you walk into a business that's where you've been before, and they say, "Hello, Tim, welcome back," that's romantic, isn't it? I mean, those are small things, but I think those are romantic elements of the kind of a marketplace, of an economy that I'd like to see us get back to. Am I too dreamy eyed to think that could happen, Tim?
No, I don't think you are. I think there is a sense of nostalgia, but nostalgia in a sense of reconnecting with something really profoundly humane and essential, I think, for our humanity. And you know, it could be that moment when you walk back into the office and you're welcomed, and there is a relationship you build that goes far beyond just a transaction or a contract. Or it's that moment when you close a deal, right? And the moment that you remember is probably not, you know, the number you see on the sheet, but it's the moment when you look into, you know, your counterpart's eyes, and he's like, "Wow, we made it to tough negotiations. It was very intense." But there's a certain romance that the fact that you agreed eventually and that you closed the deal, right? I think it gives you a sort of an adrenaline rush and an emotional high. And I think that's what you remember, what matters more than just the fixation on numbers and the bottom line.
Right. You got a website for the book, Tim?
I do. It's www.thebusinessromantic.com.
Thebusinessromantic.com. We're going to come back after these messages and let Tim share some more ideas on how. I'm going to ask him, though. I'm going to ask him, how do we impact other entities that might be resisting some of his ideas? More than they should be. After these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.